Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this workshop called Intentional Contributions of School Leaders' Wives. Like you said, it's a bit of a mouthful. And you heard my name is Vernie Otsi, my husband James, and we attend Shekinah Church near Mildmay, in case you don't know who I am. And first of all, I'd like you to raise your hand for all three of these things, if you are qualify for any of them, if you are presently on the school board, if you have been in the past, if you are a school mom or have been, or if you've been a teacher. Raise your hands. I think it covers almost everyone. I see there's lots of experience represented here today, and we're here today to inspire each other and share our experiences and good or bad, as school leaders' wives and school moms. School moms are important, even if you're not on the board. Two Bible verses to inspire us this morning. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. And whatsoever covers everything we do. And heartily means wholeheartedly, and for who? The Lord." And Proverbs 3:27 says, "Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it." Today, let's consider this verse as school board wives, as to our husbands and to teachers. Back to the title of our workshop, I'd like to look at the words intentional and contributions. Intent means purpose, aim, goal. And to do something intentionally means deliberate, purposeful, and voluntary, I like that word, to that goal or intent. And contributions means to give with others for a common purpose, to share in effecting a result. So this morning, I'd like some verbal contributions from you too. Part one, first, and we had such a good message on vision that I almost feel like I should skip my vision part. I had a few words on vision too. We had such a good message on vision, but first, we all together, church, teachers, parents, need a vision. Foresight. That's the meaning of vision. Because where there is no vision, the people perish. And a vision that wasn't afraid of relentless effort and sacrifice, so children could be taught by godly teachers in a Christian environment. Fathers and grandfathers of ours were willing to risk the farm, face opposition, find teachers and curriculum, and overextend themselves to start something new. How many of you remember that? Raise your hand. If you really personally remember that struggle. I do, because, yeah. And the Christian school movement is over 50 years old now. That's why probably most of you don't remember. tells you my age. But the Christian school movement is over 50 years old, and it still requires vision. Vision to maintain our schools with time, money, and support. Vision to raise up teachers who value children and their spiritual, emotional, social, academic development with the church and the homes behind them to encourage them. And we are deeply thankful to God for the privilege of our Christian schools today. Without this vision and gratitude, the work becomes drudgery. The needs overwhelming, the schedule too demanding, maybe even resentment when school board work interferes with our family and family life and our plans. And it's so easy to catch the vision at CSAI, isn't it? Ideals and goals are appealingly presented. We meet others like-minded, and go home encouraged. And it is an epiphany or a revealing moment when your husband comes home and says he is now on the school board. Do you remember that moment? Some wives may be thrilled, some uncertain. Depends where we are at in our lives or how busy our husbands already are might influence this. Will we as a helper be a helper or a hindrance in the work of the school? 1 Corinthians 12:28 says, "And God has set some in the church." And then it lists, but in that list it says, "Helps" is one of the positions in the list, which includes apostles, prophets, teachers, etc. And to help means to give assistance or support to someone, our husbands and teachers. To provide someone with something that is useful or necessary in achieving an end. Whatever skills and abilities God has equipped us with are gifts we can use to benefit others. And as we do, our words and actions can bring honor to God. When something needs to be done for school, do people ask you for help? Or are you known as inflexible and always have a reason for why it doesn't work this time? First, be a supporter and stand behind our husbands. Be the kind of wife that frees your husband to live his life with vision and purpose in his part in the work of the school. There will be meetings and more meetings to plan around your social life, phone calls, finishing chores by yourself, putting your children to bed with yourself, late homecomings, maybe tired husbands the next day. And I think you probably all know what that's like. But let's discuss a few ways we can be helpers to our husbands at home in helping him get to the meetings and the things that he needs to do. Does anyone have any suggestions? Anyone?
Be flexible with their meal times, have them when he wants them.
That's right. We can help by keeping a good schedule to make it easier for him to leave or to come home to a hassle-free environment. We had a long way to school. One thing I needed to do was keep the vehicle filled with gas. Don't come home with an empty gas tank. Meals ready on time, and even your clothes ready on time, are on hand. Anything else?
Maybe not resent his going.
Good thought. I can relate to that. We can probably all relate to that. Another thing, okay.
Especially make sure that he doesn't get the feeling of resenting that he's going.
That's right. They know us better than we know ourselves. We just have these little body language. We can almost not even have to say it. That's right, true. But our children don't catch on. That's right. He's at the meeting and thinking, oh, should be at home. And we shouldn't discuss matters in front of our children. And sometimes if it's late when he comes home, should we wait till the next day to discuss the meeting? Or maybe you need to wake up and because he wants to talk. Respect his paperwork, his notes, help keep things organized. And find out as a helper if he is assigned to do some job. If possible, offer your help. Make a list or a reminder note. This should be balanced without interfering. And make sure your husband has a quiet and has quiet and privacy while on the phone with school business. And teach the children to respect that. Anything else come to your mind? If not, I'll go on. This also applies to teachers' wives, building committee wives, ministers' wives, outreach committees' wives, just wives in general. Support is actively performed more than passively stated. That means actions speak louder than our words. When what's in our hearts will come out. And sometimes we will be most tested in the unexpected ways. Have you ever had an emergency school board meeting after prayer meeting? That's when our attitudes show. Keep a sense of humor and your comments positive. I wasn't an extraordinary school board wife, but I'm learning how I could have done a lot better. And there are still opportunities to help in the work of the school. I was a substitute 2 days not too long ago, and that was exciting. More is caught than taught. Our children will soon learn from our behavior how important school is to us, too. And then let's always remember to pray much for our school board husband as he faces problem solving, mending relationships, hiring teachers, and even worse, sometimes not rehiring teachers. There's a lot of hard decisions sometimes. And next I have Psalms 141, verse 3 says, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips." That's a good meditation for school board wives. Let's not have too strong opinions about school matters as to influence our husband's discussions at meetings. And he expresses your thoughts. I have a humorous saying. It says, though his wife is the rose of his life, she can be a thorn to other men on the school board. I'm not saying that's you, but. And when or if situations in our school-related problems become very tense, words and feelings can arise. Remember to stop and pray, not just a second, not a minute, but even days. Pray very sincerely about the situation and the person or the people involved, and especially about your own feelings towards the problem. And you'll be amazed how God can work and can change, your own attitude can change. At the same time, there is a time to speak. Sometimes it's your duty to speak up. Discuss with your husband first. Sometimes as a woman, you have the right empathy or sympathy in the situation, and this might involve something with teenage girls at school, as an example. There's definitely more. And just a thought about all school parents, and if something very unfair happens to your child, help your child through this without turning them against school. Forgive and go on. Life is sometimes very unfair and unchanging. And on the school board, we may also be in the know about bad conduct, academic struggles, embarrassing incidents of other people's children, negative things about school parents or teachers. And it's important that school board wives don't discuss these details with others. When we care about others and their feelings, this will be not so difficult. Don't talk about plans that aren't finalized. This spreads fast. We all know how that goes. It causes confusion sometimes when plans change. Don't judge teachers by one visit or hearsay. Every teacher has some weakness or strengths and are often underappreciated and unrecognized. And this was a thing for me in my school when we were on the board and any time. And don't give up on those or be too hard on those difficult adolescent students. But love and encourage kindly in any way you can. What were you like at this age? What was I like at this age? In this case, a clear conscience is usually a sign of a bad memory. When you're finally off the school board, then be cautious about interfering with the next school board. Be happy to give practical advice when asked, but let them do their job their own way. And now I like to study word meanings. And since I have a phone, it's so much more convenient than paging through my dictionaries. I really like word study. And for a vocabulary lesson this morning, I'd like to study four words, which are four emotions, in relation to our attitude as we contribute as school board wives into the work of the school. The first word is very negative. It's apathy. That means a lack of feeling or emotion, just a lack of interest or concern, indifferent. Hopefully that's not what we experience. But are our contributions to school forced and done out of duty only? They're wearisome. Even worse is another word, antipathy. It's even worse. It's a strong feeling of dislike. I certainly hope that's not our emotion about school. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, "Let all things be done with charity," which is love. I know we are all weary mothers at times, but our attitude of gratitude for our privilege of Christian school helps us along the way. And remember, the Lord wants our precious time, not our spare time. And a more positive word is sympathy. They're all apathy words. No, same ending. The most common use is compassion, to commiserate, to feel with another person's emotion, such as grief. We all understand that part, but I found the second meaning of sympathy very interesting and fitting for school board wives. It's an agreement of affections, inclinations, or temperaments that makes persons agreeable to one another. Congeniality, meaning friendly concern, interest, and support. As are we known to be approachable, agreeable, congenial to teachers, especially lady teachers, and to the students, and to fellow school board wives. And the next word is empathy. Now, empathy is only a head or mind knowledge of another's condition or state of mind without experiencing the feelings of it. But it's sympathy that moves us to show our support and offer our help. And God can help us show sympathy as well as graciously and cheerfully serve one another with our words and our resources and abilities. And there are many practical jobs for school board wives throughout the year. And the following are the usual responsibilities for school board wives. And let's consider some. Of course, the cleaning is always a big thing in school. Making cleaning schedules. And what are some of your tips in the cleaning section of school that have been helpful when you're on the school board? What is your job on that when you're on the school board and it comes to school cleaning? Do you make cleaning schedules? Maybe you have a janitor at your school and it doesn't apply to yours, but most of us school moms do our own cleaning, right? Put up your hand if the school moms do the cleaning. Not everywhere. Okay. So we will go through this. Sometimes if you pair the younger moms with the older moms, they might have girls to help care for the young children while they clean. And post signs about what needs to be done, about rags, mop heads, garbage, cleaners, all that. Some things we know so well, we just assume everyone else does too. And check supplies often, and don't depend to hear from the cleaning moms when things run out. Buy quality stuff for school, it's rough and tough handling. And keep records of where you purchase supplies. Keep receipts organized for your husband or for refunds. And when it's your turn to clean school, do the extras. As school board wives, do the extras. Clean out that storage room, sports room. Notice the broken garbage pail, all those little details. That's your right and your duty right then. I think it's important as school board wives to keep a record of the duties and just different things. It's so helpful to yourself in case you're put on again, or to pass the information on to the next school board member. Keep records. Then there's hot lunch schedules. You all have hot lunch in your school? Have extra dishes on hand, even though the children are supposed to bring their own. And I think someone should write a cookbook for hot lunch ideas and recipes. Some schools have crockpot days. They schedule every Friday for a couple of months for mothers to bring crockpots of hot food. Children bring the rest of their lunch. Are you familiar with that? CSAI days. I'm sure somewhere today you'll find school board wives or school moms at work today, and I thank those who supply our lunch and supper today. Birthday parties. Y'all have birthday parties for your teachers? Organize two or three mothers to bring the party. Keep record and try to give everyone a turn. This is my opinion, not surprise parties. They can upset the teacher's schedule, and children love to look forward to things. But go ahead, have a surprise party. I'll tell you a funny story about a surprise birthday party. One day some mothers planned a surprise birthday party, and before their surprise entrance into the classroom, they lit the birthday candles on the cake under a smoke detector. And the smoke alarms went off, and oh, what excitement, they caused a fire drill. And the school emptied. End of the party. No, they came back. I like to put the snack food in small bags for to-go, because the little children often were too pokey to finish all their food, and then they have this pile on the desk. It often works best like 20 minutes or so before dismissal. And help clean up. That's another good tip. Anyone else have another tip on that? Did you go to the sugar bush? It's another outing that sometimes school board members go along with. Another thought is to be a good scheduler, well organized, and have events planned ahead. Talk to teachers in person about things the school board is in charge of. That keeps good communication and helps teachers know what to expect. I actually ask our four teachers what they appreciate from the school board members' wives, and they came up with 2 pages. So some of you are included in here. There's Christmas caroling and Christmas programs. Some people have snacks after Christmas program. School board wives are always involved there. Candy bags, do you do that? Plan an extra candy bags for the school board members want one too. There's Arbor Day, spring cleanup. It's wiener roasts, watch the fires and the sticks for children's safety. Just help the teachers, be helpful, and keep cheerful. Teachers always appreciate the help. There's nature hikes that sometimes school board members go along. School trips, prepare for noisy bus rides. Have extra water, always. And be responsible for the children. Even though you're not the teacher, you help be responsible. Be friendly but firm. Children get carried away quickly, don't they? Help the lady teachers plan their school trips. Is that something you might do? Any input? You're welcome to speak anytime. Then there's the school picnics. Plan ahead and keep record from year to year. That's one tip I'd like to share, and like how many cups and drinks and what it all took the last year. Oh, it's so helpful for the next year. And be prepared for emergencies. Have you experienced from an emergencies at your school program? I could give you a list, but it happens. I've even seen someone go by the ambulance to the, well, maybe I didn't see it, but it happened. But be prepared for injuries, have a first aid kit, have ice packs. It's very helpful. And keep an eye on children, even if they're not your own, because there's always more opportunities for unsafe climbing, or there's a lot of vehicles coming and going, especially if you don't do it at your own school. Sometimes we go to a park, and then it's all these new things. And then there's farewell parties. It's often the stress of deciding and finding a farewell gift for the teacher, for the school board wives, right? Do you have any advice on that? My only tip is plan early. Start planning early. And sometimes I think a good idea is to give a list of things that you could get and let the teachers choose. That's another thought. Sometimes it's hard to know what to get. But I wanted to spend more time in the next part. As moms, we can help. We can't help but have sympathy or empathy with the teachers. Teachers deal with a room or a playground full of children with all their varied personalities. They need to keep order, yet want everyone happy. They are constantly keeping control of the loud, active children and make sure the quiet ones are included. They keep peace and goodwill between students, teach good manners, neatness, kindness, and deal with hurts and illnesses and tears. They keep children interested and enthused when the work is dull, and they keep the quick ones occupied and the pokey ones caught up. They play enthusiastically at recess outside, even when the weather is unpleasant. They have a hard job, don't they? All parents should realize there is no position more vulnerable or exposed to criticism than taking responsibility for someone else's children. Let's encourage teachers in any ways we can. And remember to do something when the Spirit prompts you. And here's a model that I often think of. If it is to be, it is up to me. Have you ever felt that way? If it is to be, it's up to me. So I'd like some discussion and sharing of ideas from you in intentional ways of contributing cheer and encouragement to the teachers. And first, I'd like to introduce to you a book. It's called A Cup of Cold Water, written by two Jolenes, Jolene Burkhardt Holder and Jolene Zimmerman, but it's written for other women. And it's a book on inspiration of reaching out to, not just school, but the church family, new busy moms, elderly lonely neighbors, school teachers, missionaries, anxiety, depression, infertility, foster care and adoption, special needs and handicap, hospitalization and illness, grief, hospitality, birthday and anniversary inspirations, and random acts of kindness. And so that's a big book. They got the ideas from everyone else, but they compiled it into a book. And you can buy it at Living Waters. And I'd like to read a few paragraphs in their introduction. This is one of the authors speaking. We are not the queens of serving. There are people in our lives who will never read the cards we intended to send or taste the casserole we hope to drop off. We have friends and family who do not know the birthdays we have missed and the moments. Oh, we do have friends and family who know the birthdays we have missed and the moments we were too busy to lend a listening ear. It was in our own search to find practical ways to reach out that this book was born. If you are like this, it will feel overwhelming to read this book. One of the Jolenes related her experience. It was while I was compiling the chapter about school teachers that this overwhelming feeling suddenly came upon me. The feeling joined me in my office that afternoon and refused to leave. It seemed to whisper in my ear, Jolene, you really should be doing more for the school teachers. When was the last time you sent an encouraging note to school? Oh, and you really should have your son pick a bouquet for his teacher. And look, here it says someone even took breakfast to school for the teachers. And I'm sure the teachers would appreciate the break if you offered to have devotion some morning. My shoulders began to slump. The first quarter of school was almost completed. And what had I done to encourage the teachers? I had not even taken an afternoon after school snack this term yet. All I needed to do was read down this list and see all the amazing things these wonderful mothers do for their school children, school teachers. Then ever so quietly, truth began to slip in the door. Not all these things were done by one mother, and neither were they all done to one teacher. My shoulders straightened and I breathed a sigh of relief. Instead of allowing this book to overwhelm me, I could simply use it as a springboard for inspiration, somewhat like a manual that I could consult for an idea to spark my imagination. Jesus did not use an elaborate, time-consuming way as an example of how to serve, but rather the offering of a cup of cold water. So simple, costs nothing, even a child can give it. And the most precious and meaningful gifts are not even tangible. A smile, a prayer, a hug, spoken encouragement. You cannot buy these at the store, even order them online to wrap quickly in a bow or tuck in a gift bag. Sisters, sometimes it's our prayers or time and presence that are so needed. And so let's encourage teachers in any way we can. And I have some ideas, and I'm going to open it up for you to give me some ideas. But for the sake of time, I do want to get through some of these ideas to inspire you. Not because I've done, but I'm planning to do some more. But it says notes of encouragement or thanks. Do often. Say it, send it, write it, message it, whatever form you choose. Just don't forget to do it. Tell them you are praying for them and wish them a good day. I was a teacher how many years ago, and I still remember a little note that came, probably more than one. These are some ideas how you can just do that intentional way of contributing, cheer and encouragement. An iced coffee. Do you go past when you're shopping, you come home from shopping, pick up something while you're driving school children? A fruit smoothie. Cold bottled drink dropped off on a hot day before or after school always brings smiles. And these ideas mostly come from the book. Food snacks, cinnamon rolls, cookies still warm from the oven, mixed nuts, a special apple, chocolate bar, yogurt parfaits, breakfast brought in, fresh fruit, subs. Do you remember as a teacher, if you were a teacher, how boring your lunches were sometimes? You made them yourself. Healthy snacks are appreciated too. And while we're in this, the little things are appreciated. I am not known for having a good memory, but I'll never forget my grade one or two girl student off handing me a fresh oatmeal cookie. It was such a tasty treat compared with my own boring lunch. I think of it every time I see the recipe in my recipe book. Gift subscriptions for teachers are a good gift. New books for the teachers to read to their students. And when you clean school, write a note on the board for the teachers to find. And your family picture is always special for them. And a vase of fresh cut flowers, that time of the season's coming up. Not in the next week, but oh yes, I have a fresh bouquet of flowers on my table. We have crocuses and snowdrops blooming, so. You could send them already. How about this one? Offer to do an art class for your child's teacher? Or this idea was in the book, have devotions in the ladies' teacher's classroom? I'm sure they wouldn't be refused. One school board wife would always have a sticky note tucked inside with the paycheck with encouragement or a Bible verse. And money gifts stuck inside cards or hidden in gifts. Gift cards are wonderful, or cash, or a gas card. If teachers are expecting that traditional gift like end of the year or birthday, or find out what they need, or give them a few choices of a few items. If your teacher is married or lives by themselves, you can give grocery gifts, box of burgers, garden produce, etc. I hope this is inspiring you to help share. I would like some more contributions when I'm through here. How many of you try to invite your teachers for a meal once a year? Try to? Good. They enjoy that. And remember, you don't have to do all of these things. If each school mom or each school board wife would do one thing for each teacher, one a year, that would add up too, wouldn't it? If all the school moms did this. And take something. Example, a muffin and drink for your after-school pick-me-up. Don't wait till you have something time to bake something exotic, or it will never happen. Do you find that? Somebody in this classroom sends supper on the nights of school board meetings. That was a commitment. Do you have a kitchen in your school? Put up your hand if you have a kitchen in your school. As a school board wife, clean out that fridge sometimes. And reorganize the cupboards and stock the kitchen with non-food items like coffee sticks, sugar, mugs, plates, hot chocolate powder, etc. A few ideas. And also, as a school board wife, you may stock the girls' bathroom closet with extra supplies. Combs, hairspray, etc. That's your job too. Something for school board wise. And also they need to clean up after many events that happen at school. Family night skating, you know how messy that can get sometimes. Parent teachers meetings. And check in with the lady teachers and make sure they are doing well. And if there's any small thing, any small maintenance they need, not just something they're putting up with. And here's another motto for myself especially. It's procrastination is the assassination of good intentions. So do you have any things that you've done or that you wish you would do for your teachers as school board leaders? And this is for school moms too. Do you have any other ideas? Good thought that they're swamped at the end of the year with invitations and activities when they're busy too. Good thought. Yes?
That might also depend on your teacher team. The small kitchen that is actually off limits except for the teachers unless you have permission. And but they're the kind they keep it up. It's their own personal space.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Probably differs. Any other things? Yes.
You're sending your crafts up to your own children. It's not that hard to just put extra in and be sure to let the teachers know the day before. The next day there will be a hot dish. They're not preparing the morning of. And all of them find out, oh, there'll be lunch. But just put extra in it and let them crack.
Nice. Yeah. Anything else? We still have 5 minutes.
I've gone to the dollar store and I'll just grab a gift bag and then I'll get, like, I'll go through the aisles and I'll fill it. Like, I'll get a pair of fuzzy socks or a little bottle of milk or a candle. Sometimes I'll fill it with cheap snacks off the dollar store aisles and I'll put in a drink.
Yes, it's such a day brightener. It doesn't cost a fortune. It's the thought that counts, isn't it? Yes.
I think it's important to also be their friend, get to know them and enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, be personal, like it, be a friend. Take time to sit and chat. I fail. Yes?
I'm not a mom of school children anymore, but I'm a mom of teachers. And I've learned that they really appreciate nourishing food at home. Their minds are busy all day elsewhere, but when they come home, their first thought is their home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Nourishing food.
Good. Yes. So if you have teachers in your home, remember that. Well, if you feel inspired and you're going to buy the cup of cold water, I like all the other chapters too. It just gives you that inspiration to do something for someone, that cup of cold water. Are there any other thoughts? If not, it is time to close. So blessings on you as you pour cups of cold water. And may God help us serve others as a reflection of His love. Thank you.